Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a thing Heaton told me, an idea that he planted in my mind.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That months later, I still think about. I will just give you guys the quote, and then Heaton will unpack the conversation and we'll dig deeper. It was all a dream.
Yeah. So, man, there are so many people that I've explained this to privately, and I don't think I've really shared much publicly, maybe randomly somewhere on some podcast. But this is our podcast, and it's something I told you. And if you're still thinking about it, I know other people are too. And it really kind of makes you wonder about a lot of things when you think about it like this. So I said this in reference to something I've been thinking about a lot. And what I've been thinking about a lot is the fact that as human beings, we hold on to so much of the past. And we hold on to things typically that are related to ourselves, and also that are related to other people. And one of the points I want to make about life is that whatever your perspective is today, now, or was, or even the fact that you and I right now, Stelly, are having two very different experiences, even though we're in the same moment, in the same conversation, on recording a podcast. Now, let's just expand that. There are thousands of people that are going to hear this. Think about all the perspective that they're going to have when they read this and how many different perspectives there are. Each individual has their own perspective. Even if we see and hear and talk about the same thing, we didn't really have the same experience. It was our own individualistic experience to have. And so when I think about those kinds of things and a lot of the theories people have out there that make it very complicated, like we live in an illusion, or, you know, quantum theory proves there's multiple dimensions, or, you know, aliens, right? And all these things. And, you know, whatever you want to believe, I have no judgment, zero judgment. I probably know more of these theories than most people who are listening because I just am curious. Mm-hmm. And so my summary is like, it was all a dream. Whatever you're hanging on to, whatever happened, even if it was like literally 30 seconds ago, whatever I just said, it was all a dream. It was just all a dream. And what's a dream? It's something you don't even believe was real. It wasn't real. You woke up from it. You're like, wait, what just happened? It was so intense. I did this and I did that. And that, but wait, I was sleeping and I was dreaming. It didn't really happen. So anything, even your best moment in life, it was all a dream. You can't go back to it. It's in your mind. And whoever else was there has a different version of it in their mind. So we're all just dreaming.
Holy shit. You know, how do I even respond to this? The one beautiful thing, or one, I think, practical application of this to test this, again, see how it feels to people that are listening, is to take something, an experience that happened to you a long time ago. You know, it doesn't even have to be a long time ago, but just for fun, something that stands out, maybe your last vacation, right? Since I'm on vacation right now, maybe this is what's on top of my mind. The last vacation. And just think about a few things that happened during that vacation and see what remembering that vacation, what it feels like, what it looks like, how intense the images are, the feelings, the sounds, the moments, the memories. And then imagine going on vacation to a country you've never been. Imagine walking through the streets there, meeting people, laughing, having experiences. And now tell me if those two, if the one memory and the one imagination, if they're drastically different, right? This is one thing that I've noticed is when I remember even super intense experiences, it's hard to tell that it ever really happened. There is something, I don't know yet what it is, some criteria to that memory that makes me internally go, yes, I know this happened for sure. And I know this didn't happen, right? Or I'm not sure if this happened. But in terms of the intensity of its realness, it's all the same. Like if I imagine something, if I remember something, A, it's obviously not reality right now. It wasn't even, to get metaphysical, it wasn't even real reality back then, because there's some overlap of shared reality if we're all in the same room, but that overlap can be quite small, surprisingly small, you know, depending on who you are sharing that reality with. It's always an interpretation of what really happened in that moment to you, and that will be drastically different from the interpretation that other people have in the same room or the same space. But when you think back, even more so, it's not real reality. It's not happening right now. It's not some kind of a thing that's undisputable that everybody shared in an exact way. And so we use memories of events in the past. Oftentimes, we hold on to these in a way that is diminishing our present moment and that is taking away from future potential, right? We're creating these stories about ourselves, about all the bad things that happened to us that now have diminished us in some way and are taking away opportunities from us or chances or whatever. And this is particularly strong. I think that was the case when Heaton and I talked about this. We had a private conversation about it in a coffee shop. Our private conversations are very rare. Most of our conversation, the vast majority of our conversation happens publicly
right here,
on this podcast.
Right here, right now.
So it's very rare that we have a conversation that's not recorded and published. But that was one of them. And we talked about people in our lives. And I think that's what made Heaton share the idea of, you know, it's all a dream. Like we're all holding on to these things that happened in the past, you know, in some kind of way that influence how we feel and how we act and how we see ourselves and others right now. But we don't have to. If we understand that this shit is all a dream, we can just all let go of this, of what happened, and focus on the now. A lot of weight and a lot of burden can be lifted. And there's another quote. Funny enough, I didn't share that with you then, but I want to share it now with everybody. It's one of my favorite quotes. And I have to find who said it. Boom, I got it here. Remark. I don't know exactly how to say his name. Remarque. Probably some older Roman or something. But the quote is more important. The quote is, "To forget is the secret of eternal youth. One grows old only through memory. There's much too little forgetting." I love this. This is so dope. There's much too little forgetting. You know, we only grow old through memory. Yeah, what a beautiful way of thinking and feeling. You probably haven't. It's not just me that you've shared this with. Is it typically relate to the relationships people have with other people, or the struggles they have with relationships, or to their self-image and the story? When does this "it was all a dream" come up most frequently in conversations for you?
Yeah, I'd say it's in one of three conversations, so one out of three conversations, so maybe like two or three times a week, because I end up having a lot of conversations every week.
Mm-hmm.
And besides this one, and it just comes up. I feel like people need to hear this. I feel like people need to be more lighthearted about their life, their past, or whatever's even happening, you know, right now, because it will be all a dream. It is all a dream. It was all a dream. We're dreaming in every moment that we think we're alive.
Mm.
And the reason we're dreaming is, think about all the stories you're making up in your head in every moment. It's like maybe when you meditate, maybe you're not actually making any stories up. Maybe. But at the end of the day, we're like story machines. We're making these things up in our heads. I just wanted a label for it. Let's just call it a dream then. You know? And so it just comes up. It comes up because like it's in my head. It comes up because, you know, in a way it's like I used, you know, it goes back to something I think you and I talked about in some episode about advice versus encouragement, mm-hmm. right? And as I move towards encouragement, I'd rather say things that are going to sit in people's heads that are not advice. This is encouragement. This is encouraging you to just treat life with just in a more lightweight way, not take things so seriously. I really wish I internalized this and understood this even like 6 months ago, a year ago. And it's just one of those things where it's like, I'd rather walk around life pretending it's a dream. It makes me feel like it's full of more possibilities. It makes me feel like whatever's happening or has happened isn't as important as I thought it was. And a lot of people say, oh, only the present moment matters. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to share about this, and it's related in a strong framework that I'm developing in my head about people. I think everybody has one of three ways of looking at the world naturally. And the three ways are, they either are thinking about the past, the present, or the future. And so for me, it's the past. In my head, when I have my thoughts, the past is what's in my head first. And it's not to say I don't think about the present and I don't think about the future. I think about all those, both of those too. But where my head goes first is the past. When it comes to my wife, Amy, where her head goes is the present. And so I would say that, and my co-founder, Maria, I believe her head goes to the future constantly. This is just my belief. We haven't talked about this concept, and hopefully she doesn't listen to this because I don't ever have to talk about it. So like, because like if you work with me and we're that close in a business relationship, you might not want to hear me talk about my philosophies about you. Right. Mm-hmm. So just out of fairness, you know, I hope she doesn't hear this. And anyone who knows her that's listening right now, please don't tell her. But I feel like you should figure out where your primary focus is in your mind and your thinking. And that can help you with this concept of it was all a dream as well. Because then you can just stay more grounded. That's another point here. Like, it is nice to stay in the present and be present in the moment of where you are now. And if you're thinking about the future a lot, it's going to prevent you from being present to like what you're experiencing right now. If you're thinking about the past, it's going to also, in the same way, but a different style, keep you away from the present, because you're just, you know, nostalgic about the past at best, or regretful about the past at worst. And that sucks. So I really admire folks who are not like me, who focus on the present or the future. I like to surround myself with them because they drag me to the present or they drag me to the future. And it's so helpful. Like, for example, with my business partner, Marish, it's like, it's nice that she focuses on the future. It helps me do the same. With my wife, it's nice that she focuses on the present. It helps me do the same because I am definitely very, very much, my thoughts automatically go to the past. And not in any good or bad way. It's just where I naturally gravitate. I was talking to someone and, you know, this was really helpful because they were going through some change and struggles in their business. They actually had a kind of a CEO switch out. They were the CEO. Their co-founder's now the CEO, you know, and you could be unhappy about it or you could have a really great attitude. And so the way he was struggling with it, I just explained this to him. He's like, yeah, I'm focused on the past. I'm like, yeah, it's done. It's gone. We don't live there anymore. It was all a dream. And so this is like an example of when this comes up for me, right? It's when somebody's really hung up on something, especially about the past. And when I say that, it really like clicks and it helps them move forward. And it goes back to like, hey, let's encourage people. Let's not give them advice. I didn't give much advice to him. I just encouraged him because I gave him a perspective.
Beautiful. If you're listening, take one thing that comes to mind, one past experience that you are holding on to for whatever reason, and repeat the mantra, you know, it was all a dream, and see how that maybe softens the memory up a little bit. Maybe it becomes more playful. Maybe it's not as serious, as rigid, as factual. Maybe it's just a dream, a thought, an idea, something that you're still thinking about in some way that you can think differently about today or not think about at all if you choose to. So I think this is it for us for this episode. And if you're wondering, yes, even this episode was probably all a dream.
Oh God.
I had to.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. Next episode, everybody, will be about like landing page optimization or some other shit that is very practical.
We should talk about that. That's a good one. Yeah, but that's a good topic too.
But in this one, we had to go to places that are beautiful, magical, and a bit out there. That's what the Startup Chat is all about. All right. This is it for us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.